SRN News. I'm John Scott. Now what? What are the GOP presidential candidates doing now that the Iowa caucuses are over? Correspondent Rita Foley has the details.
Donald Trump won big at the GOP caucuses in Iowa.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been...
Tonight, he's expected to rally supporters in New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second to Donald Trump in Iowa. DeSantis is visiting conservative stronghold South Carolina today, and then New Hampshire, which will hold the first in the nation primary on January 23rd. And then there's Nikki Haley. She finished behind Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. She is eyeing New Hampshire. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNNews.com, the prime suspect in Long Island's Giggle Beach serial killings has been charged with the death of a fourth woman. Julie Walker has the report.
Rex Uhrman was in court to hear the additional charges of killing 25-year-old Maureen Brainerd Barnes, a mother of two who vanished in 2007 until her remains were found more than 3 years later near Gilgo Beach. He already faces charges in the deaths of three other women whose bodies were found nearby. Uhrman, an architect and father of two adult children, was arrested in July after a new task force ran an old tip about a Chevy Avalanche that turned out to be his. He lived across the bay from where the victims were found and has pled not guilty to all charges. Julie Walker, New York.
Senator Bob Menendez and his wife seeking separate trials on bribery charges they each face in a New York court. The New Jersey Democrat and his wife, Nadine, have both pleaded not guilty. The Dow is down 358 points, the NASDAQ 80 points in the red. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 educating funding annually. The problem is that that money comes from, with federal requirements rather, that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 states, including Tennessee, have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports, but the Biden administration plans to forbid such bans. This is SRN News. Some public health experts are calling for a federal report on the effects of vaping.
60 years after the U.S. Surgeon General released a report on the dangers of cigarettes, some experts say a similar report is needed to clear the air about vaping. Many U.S. adults believe nicotine vaping is as harmful or even more dangerous than cigarette smoking. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and most scientists say that based on the available evidence, electronic cigarettes are far less dangerous. There's a major obstacle to determining vaping risk. E-cigarettes haven't been around long enough for scientists to see if vapers develop problems like lung cancer and heart disease. I'm Norman Hall.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson has sued to block the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons, two of the nation's largest grocery chains. He says the merger is bad for Washington shoppers and workers. They say it will bring lower prices for consumers. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.